Just as Dr. E. Wickedinger, his physical patient in Mullan, MULLINF, MEMMA, the date of birth 2-7-1937, place Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West, date of service 11-3-2023. As a history and physical, the patient readmitted to nursing home. History of present illness, 86-year-old female. She was at the nursing rehab. She was sent to the hospital because patient was reported to have confusion, encephalopathy. She was found to have urinary tract infection. Patient has altered mental status. She was not able to give much history, but a patient daughter was there. Patient was managed in the Sinai Hospital. Treated for urinary tract infection. Initially, she was requiring oxygen, and subsequently, she was slowly weaned off. She was a workup done for infectious etiology, was RPR negative, thyroid function, B12 levels were normal. She was given IV ceftriaxone. Upon discharge, advised to oral antibiotics. Patient was recently admitted to St. Sinai Hospital in July. And subsequently, she was hospitalized in St. Agnes for UTI. She has recurrent UTI. That time, she was treated with cefepodoxime. Hospital course and the Sinai Hospital patient was admitted. It was initial birth factor was 88/59. Patient has a change in mental status and encephalopathy. She was requiring oxygen, 4 liter by nasal cannula. She has a CKD stage 4. Initially, she was started on MG2 feeding because of some encephalopathy. Subsequently, two were taken out, and the patient was initially started Rosin, VOXYN, and subsequently switched to Irtapenem. There was suspicion for colonic mass. GI was consulted, and for the patient doctor, no invasive endoscopy procedure due to her age, advanced dementia. GI also recommended non-invasive workup with the barium enema, repeat CT scan with oral contrast. Patient developed hyperglycemia. She was managed. Palliative care was involved in the hospital. Patient mental status started to improve after antibiotics and management. After stabilization, her pulse ox improved and she was weaned off the oxygen. And subsequently, patient was sent to the nursing home back. Today, I was rounding at the nursing home, the patient came. Next line, at present, no sharpness back, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, lying on the bed. He has a memory impairment, past medical history, number 1, schizophrenia, number 2, dementia, number 3, hypertension, number 4, gout, number 5, GERD, number 6, recurrent UTI. History of the aortic stenosis, peripheral vascular disease, stage 4 CKD. Allergies, metformin, unknown reaction, escitalopram, unknown reaction, social history, she's a nursing home resident, family history, patient to entire liver system, and headache and dizziness, dry cough, no nausea, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital hematuria, neuro, no syncope, again, she has a sacral, decubitus ulcer, pressure ulcer noted, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, ब्लड प्रेशर 144/66, पल्स रेट टेम्परेचर 97.6 फारेनहाइट, रेस्पिरेशन 18, पल्स ऑक्स इनिशियली व्हेन शी अराइव्ड दैट दे वर रीडिंग पल्स ऑक्स लो बट वी ट्राइड टू पुट ऑन ऑक्सीजन बट शी नॉट रिक्वायरिंग ऑक्सीजन शी ऑन द रूम एयर शी वेंट अप टू 100% इन द पल्स ऑक्स. And I discussed with the patient doctor, she's at the bedside. She told me she has been weaned off the oxygen at the hospital. The last 3 days, she was not requiring any oxygen. Her admit bronchiolitis as an enteric, no ear nasal discharge, throat clear, next upon gravity chest, no tender lungs, bilateral round the lower lungs, no vision, heart access, two abdominal soft, no tender blocks in partial extremities, no edema. Sacral decubital ulcer, pressure ulcer noted, no sign of infection, neurosis is awake, alert, memory is impaired. Assessment patient is recently admitted. With a recent undertaken UTI, next line, dementia, next line, aortic stenosis, next line, peripheral vascular disease, next line, GERD, next line, diabetes. Next in CKD. Medications upon discharge. There are recent encephalopathy due to UTI. Patient completed the antibiotic course in the rehab. She reported her diarrhea, but she just was negative. And medication upon discharge: Seroquel 75 mg daily QPN, Tylenol 100 mg Q6 hour PM, Allopurinol 100 mg daily, Atorvastatin 40 mg daily, Calcium citrate 950 mg daily, Danitrile 10 mg daily. Dazolamide / Timolol of thermic iodide twice a day, Ritapenem 0.5 gram IV Q 24 hour. Pepsid 10 mg daily, Paracetamol 325 mg daily, Flonase nasal spray daily, Heparin 500 mg subcutaneous BID, Lantus-Insulin 15 units of beta, and Humalog 3 units BID with each meal. We'll continue all of 10 medications. Plenty of pulse ox is good. We'll monitor and discuss with the patient doctor. At this point, patient is a full code. We'll follow CBC and BMP tomorrow. The duration of antibiotic will be discussed from the hospital course. Regarding the ritapenem duration is not mentioned. Thank you.